where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
There was a crash just after 2 this afternoon at Courtright Line and Mandaman Road. The OPP, St. Clair Township Fire, and EMS responded to the scene. The roadway was expected to be closed for several hours for cleanup. An alternative English rock band that formed in 1992 is one of the big headliners of Bluewater Border Fest, announced earlier today. Organizer and Tourism Sarnia Lambton Executive Director Mark Perrin says the award-winning English rock band Bush is headlining the Friday night show.
We are really fortunate in landing Bush as our headliners and have great support acts, Skillet, St. Estonia, and locally Born Riot to round out that Friday night.
The Thursday night will see Vanilla Ice, Color Me Bad, Young MC, and CNC Music Factory take the stage. The Saturday lineup has not been announced. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. The Body Shop of Canada is closing some stores, including the one in Lambton Mall. The company has filed a notice for permission to liquidate its stores and will look at restructuring. It was not announced when the Sarnia store will be closed. A Theatre Sarnia volunteer has won over $39,000 in Imperial Theatre's 50-50 draw. Alexandra Westlaken was presented with a check today while she was in a meeting about an upcoming show. The next 50-50 campaign runs until May the 30th. 12 teams are building space-themed creations during construction this weekend. The 11th annual event returns to Lambton Mall in support of the Inn of the Good Shepherd. Their food bank's been dealing with an increased demand over the past several months. Executive Director Miles Vanney says last year's fundraiser was on par with the top centers across the world.
There were about 115 communities from around the world that participated in construction. And we were fourth for the amount of monies raised and fifth for the amount of cans of food raised. So we bat well above our average when you consider we can beat Toronto or Denver or Portugal. It's a lot of credit to the caring in this community.
Last year's event generated about 40,000 pounds of food and about $160,000 for the inn. Teams move into the mall today, build tomorrow, and are going to be judged on Sunday. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. And the first International Women's Day conference is being held at Crescent Hill Acres in Plimpton, Wyoming tomorrow. Business coach Michelle File and CEO of Right Rehab Dana Parsons are among the speakers. The conference goes from 9 until 4:30. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of showers or drizzle, low 3 degrees. Periods of rain or drizzle ending tomorrow afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud and fog patches developing, high 11 degrees. A mix of sun and cloud Sunday, high 14, and mainly cloudy Monday, high reaching 15.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.